Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that your word is life to those who find it.
Yes.
It is health and healing to our flesh.
Yes,
so, Father, as we open your word, I praise you for life to flow. I thank you that healing manifest in Jesus' name. And we thank you for it and praise you for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, guess what? This is your Bible. Say this with me. This is my Bible. It's God speaking to me. I am what it says I am.
I have what it says I have.
I can do what it says I can do.
Today I'm a believer.
Therefore I'm a receiver. I do believe. I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me today. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Now give our podcast listeners a good hand clap this morning. Praise God. We're glad they're listening. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. All right. So what we're talking about is our words, guarding our tongue, right?
Yes.
Word of God says that our tongue is the pen of a ready writer.
Amen.
So what we speak is written down.
Yes.
Also, the word says the words are what? Eternal.
Yes. Amen.
Words are eternal. God's words will not fall to the ground.
Amen.
We know that if God has said it, he'll make it good, it says. He'll make it good. If he said it, he'll make it good. Well, everything that he has said is right here.
Amen.
So we read the word, we believe the word, and then we live the word.
Amen.
Amen. So open your Bibles to Mark. Remember, we talked about in James, not to be a wave tossed to and fro by every circumstance. When something comes against us, sometimes we tend to, oh, no, the doctor said this, or the bank did that, or they're going to this and that and that, and then, oh, no. And so we begin to dwell on it. We begin to speak it, right? And we are, what we're doing is we're planting seed in the ground. Now, that seed can be, as we saw last week, what? Good or bad. We are justified by our words, or condemned, the Bible says. So in Mark 11, you know me, I like to start in verse 20. We're going to read this again. Mark 11 and verse 20 says, now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw a fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, meaning Jesus, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. So Jesus answered and he said to them, have faith in God. Stop right there. Now, here's the thing. When we speak, when we sow seed, when we plant, when we harvest, we've got to have faith in God. Our faith is not in us.
That's right.
Our faith is not as a planter in the weather.
That's right.
Right? Our faith is, it can't be in circumstance.
Right.
It has to be in God.
Yes.
It says, have faith in God.
Amen.
And I always like to have the God kind of faith. Right? So it says, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. He will have whatever he what?
Says.
Not whatever he thinks.
That's right.
Now the Bible says as man thinks in his heart, so is he.
Yes, yes.
But we don't get what we think. We get what we say. We get what we speak.
Yes.
What we plant is by what we say. If we tell the mountain to get up and move, get cast into the sea, and we don't doubt, it has to be done.
That's right.
But we can't waver, right? We cannot go to and fro. Oh, the mountain's still there. You can't speak it.
Yeah.
You can't say it.
Yeah. No,
right? This is what we're talking about. We're talking about if we're going to plant, then let's plant the right seed, and then let's water it, right? Remember, we talked about we use specifics when it comes to scripture or stories that Jesus has either said, done, told, whatever. Like your eyesight. Your eyesight, right?
Yes.
The blind will see. Jesus has healed the blind eyes, right?
Amen.
So we use those stories. I thank you, Father, that my eyesight is perfect in Jesus'
Amen.
Name. I thank you, Father. Just as you did, Lord Jesus, when you put mud on that man's eyes, and he went and washed. His eyesight was made whole. Therefore, Father, I thank you that my eyesight is made whole in Jesus' name. Now, that's how you do this. That took me what? 30 seconds. I used my faith. I used positive faith. I used the word and specifics. Now, Jesus just told us, have faith in God then.
Yes, yes.
Then have faith in God. Don't have faith in the doctor. Don't have faith in the surgery. Amen. You can have good faith and you can have bad faith. Which is bad faith is fear.
Amen.
Bad faith is fear.
Yeah.
Fear and faith, right? There was an actress. I don't know if they call them actresses or just actors anymore. But there's an actress. You all know her name. Angelina.
Yeah.
Leave it at that. Cancer, breast cancer, runs rampant in her family. So she went, got tested. Perfect. No sign of anything. But out of fear that she would eventually get it anyway, because all of her other family has got it, she had the surgery, got it cut off. Out of what? Fear. Now, out of faith, as a man of God or a woman of God in faith, we would combat that.
Amen.
But we combat that not by the surgery. No. We combat it by the word.
Amen.
Amen. And this is our surgery. Our surgical tools are right here.
Amen.
This is what we plant,
yeah.
How we sow, it's how we reap. It's our faith.
Amen.
It's our healing.
Yeah.
See, this is word. The word is alive.
Yeah.
Yes. Powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's sharper than any scalpel out there.
Yes, that's right. Come on.
Amen. All right, so praise the Lord. So we rely on the word. We talked about the mulberry bush, right?
Yes.
Jesus told us, you tell the mulberry bush, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it will be done.
That's right.
It will be done. We've talked about our faith can only obey what it hears.
Amen.
Our faith does not obey what we think. Our faith only obeys what it hears.
That's right.
So therefore, we must speak in faith. It must come out of our mouth. It must be the word of God. We read the word. We believe the word. We live the word.
Yes.
We can't do James 1. James chapter 1 talks about what? Being tossed to and fro by every wave and every wind and the circumstance. And we can't be that. Because he said, let not that man suppose that he will receive anything. He's a double-minded man and unstable in all of his ways.
Yes, that's right.
Well, that's not you.
No.
I say, that's not you.
No. No.
Say, that's not me.
That's not me.
That makes me feel better. All right. That's not us. That's not who we are.
Amen.
We're children of the Most High God. We imitate God as dear children. So he framed the worlds by what he spoke. So we frame our world by what we speak.
Yes.
We plant our world. We call our world into existence. Amen.
Yes.
Everything that's going on in your life could be based on what you've spoken. It's based on what you believe.
Amen.
I was listening to somebody this morning preaching. God love him. All right. See, boy, I shouldn't bring this up. All right. So now, he said that Judas had to kill himself because it was God's plan. He had to betray Jesus, which was God's plan. Could God have gotten Jesus to the cross just any way he wanted to? Yes. He was saying that God allows bad things to happen to you to get you where he wants you to be. But see, here's the thing. This is the belief of the church. This is being preached to thousands and thousands of people over many years now.
Mm-hmm.
The more you hear it, the more you hear it, the more you hear it, the more you believe it.
That's right. Yeah. But we're not.
And Christians are believing it. So they're accepting, are you ready? The circumstance, because God wants me to be somewhere. And so God's allowing this bad thing to happen to me. I would never allow anything bad to happen to my kid. I will rip your head off if you hurt my kid, right? That's my family.
That's me too.
Now, if I'm like that, why would I think that my God would allow cancer to come to my body so that he could get me closer to him?
Yeah.
Or he wants you to be broke because that way he needs you to move and go over here to this state. Just tell me.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
Amen.
You know, Christians sometimes aren't listening, but I am listening, God. You do, you tell me, and I'll do. Amen. But Christians believe this kind of stuff. No. We live by faith. We live by the word of God. God's not going to cause evil or allow evil in my life. There's only one person that allows evil in my life, and it's no one else but myself. I am the one who allows my world. You can't make my world. I don't care how many curses come against me, come against you. Those curses would fall to the ground.
Okay.
Why? Because that's what I believe. I have more power. Greater is he that's in me than he's in the world.
Amen.
So the curses that try to come against you and come against me or come against, they fall to the ground.
Amen.
They cannot frame your world for you.
That's right.
You frame your world. You frame your world by what you believe. You frame your world by what you speak. You know just what we've always said. You won't say it if you don't believe it. You won't say it if you don't believe it. So what comes out of our mouth, necessarily, we believe. That's where we got to watch ourselves. That's where we got to kind of, guard our tongue.
Amen.
Guard what we're planting. Watch what we plant.
That's right.
Amen. Make sure it's always the word of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
Race over to John 15. John 15. Now we're talking Jesus stuff today, so I hope you're enjoying it. Praise the Lord. I have to start in verse 1, just because. When Jesus is talking, I listen. Amen. John chapter 15 and verse 1 says, Jesus is talking, he says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away.
That's right.
And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean. Everybody say, I'm clean.
I am clean.
You are already. What a good scripture.
Yeah.
I mean, think about that for a minute. The devil's been trying to tell you, you're dirty.
Yeah.
I'm clean.
Amen.
Jesus said so.
That's right.
All right. I like that. Boy, you can live on that for a while. I am already clean. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you.
Amen.
That's why we believe the word.
Yes.
That's why we read the word, believe the word, and live the word. Because we're clean by what Jesus has spoken.
Amen.
Verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. We want our fruit. We want what we plant to be a good harvest. We must abide in Jesus.
Amen.
Abide in Jesus. We can't abide in Jesus just on Sunday.
Right.
A farmer doesn't just plant and then sit down on his butt and do nothing. He's busy tilling. He's busy. When he plants, he is busy watering. He's busy watching over that seed. He's busy all the time.
That's right.
All the time. Then he's busy protecting it with herbicides. And he's always watching and testing it.
Yep.
Testing the seed. Did I plant that right? Oh, maybe I shouldn't have used that scripture. Maybe I should have used this one. Or it's not ready for harvest yet. It's not ready for harvest yet. Okay. All right. Because see, they test the moisture in a seed to find out if it's ready to be harvested. So we want a lot of moisture in our seed, don't we?
Yes.
That our seed that we plant.
Water.
We want it. We water it with the word.
That's right.
Amen. All right. Verse 4 again. I am abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit, for without me, you can do
nothing.
But without Jesus, you can do nothing. So I've got to abide in him. He's got to abide in me. How do I do that? His word. His word must abide in me. What he has spoken must abide in me. Where? Not here, not in the head, not in the thought, but where? In the heart. His word must abide in my heart.
Amen.
Amen. Without Jesus, he said, we can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out of the branch and is withered away. And they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7. But if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you what? What you will, what you desire. And I like the word will. Okay, because my will is my word. My will, not a desire. I have fleeting desires. You know, I desire to go to Key West and go fishing. I know I ain't going because I ain't going because I ain't got time. So guess what? That's fleeting. Yeah. It's a desire. But a will is something. This is God's will.
Yeah.
It's written down.
Right.
So my will is what I believe. It's what I've spoken. He said, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you will, and it shall be done for you. You ask what you will, and it shall be done. Right? You ask what ye will, and it shall be done. That kind of reminds me, if I ask what I will, it shall be done. Okay. I like that. So all I got to do is ask.
Amen.
Right? Pretty simple. Ask and ye shall receive. So, my God is able, now, are you ready?
Yep.
To do exceedingly abundantly above all I
ask
or think. According now to what? The power that worketh in me.
Amen.
I've got to allow the power to work in me. The power of God guides me. See, it guides my path. The word of God guides my path. The word of God guides my tongue. The word of God guides what I believe. The word of God guides what I receive.
Amen.
But I can get exceedingly abundantly above whatever I could ask. Because see, God wants you to have that.
Glory.
My God wants you blessed. Your Father wants you blessed. He doesn't want to allow hurt to come to you so that you can be closer to Him.
Yeah, really.
And no, I want you to understand. I understand where He's coming. Okay, I understand what He's saying. But that's not a good father. A good father doesn't want his kids hurt so that he can get them to finally get to where he wants them to be. No. God allows tests, but those tests are good. He does not test us with evil. Does not test us with what? Evil. Right? So somebody betraying Jesus and hanging himself is not good. Sounds kind of evil. Right? And we don't know. You know, we don't.
He obviously
was sorrowful. So probably repented, didn't he? And we may see him in heaven. I'm not Catholic. And I'm not knocking them, but I'm not Catholic. I'm not saying that if you commit suicide, you're going to hell. But that's what they believe. I don't know. I'm not God. See, God's the door.
Amen.
He's the judge.
Yeah.
I keep my judgment out of that mess. None of my business. Hallelujah. I don't want the job. Who would want that job? Not me. I don't want to know. When I stand before the judgment seat of Christ, I want it to be a good meeting.
Okay.
Good job, Brandon. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We get out of here quick, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, amen. That's what I want. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
If I abide in Jesus and his words abide in me, I will ask my what I will and it will be done.
Okay.
Ask what I will and it will be done. So we must abide in Jesus. His words must abide in us. See, this is why the devil has fought so hard for preachers to not preach the red. Don't preach Jesus. He was too confrontational. I mean, he was either you're with me or you're against me. That's too much. So don't preach that because people might leave. Well, you know, I don't want to stand before Jesus Christ. one day and say, guess what? I compromised your word so I could keep people in the seats. And that's not going to happen with me. No, I preach the word and the word only, and that's how you're going to get it.
That's right.
Hallelujah. It might be raw, might be well done, might be medium rare. Doesn't matter. You're going to get it. Praise God. It's good for you, though. We must always ask in faith. Always ask in faith. Exactly. Nothing waver. We speak the word only. Amen. Well, you guys are catching on. All right. If we ask in faith, it will be done. For God watches over his word to perform it. So why then we speak the word only? Is because God's watching over his word. And when he hears his word, he performs his word. Hallelujah. I mean, that's all right. I mean, it is an assurity. If we speak his word and we have faith, have what? Faith in God. What did he say? Have what? Faith in God. Just believe that he said he'll do it. He'll do it. If he spoke it, he'll make it good.
Amen.
Believe him. Believe him. I never doubted my father. When he said, son, go to your room. I'll be up in a minute. I knew dad was coming up in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I knew he was coming. He wasn't going to send mama. When dad said, I'll be up in a minute, guess what? He was him coming up. He didn't send anybody else in his place. That'll preach. Let's go to Hebrews 11. We're going to dig into some faith here. Listen, we are to live by faith. So if we're not... What's the best way to live by something is to keep it before your eyes, right?
Amen.
Constantly keeping it before your eyes. In the midst of your heart, right? Yes. What do they say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. Not when it comes to the word.
Really?
Not when it comes to the physical, maybe. But not with the word. The word's got to be daily. The word's got to be daily.
Yes.
Your faith has got to be released daily. Spoken daily. Hebrews 11. Oh, I went to one. Hebrews 11 verse 1. Says, now faith. Now faith. Not later faith, not tomorrow faith, not, oh, I forgot, it was yesterday's faith. It's now faith. Now faith. It's what you're believing now that's coming out of your mouth. It's now faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I like it this way, that now faith is the substance of things confidently expected. I am confident that I expect what my faith is going after. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If you can't say it, you won't see it. If you won't see it, you'll never say it. So what do we need God to do? What? Open our eyes spiritually.
Amen.
Open our spiritual eyes. Ah, I can see it.
Yeah.
See, it's hard to picture Peter walking on water, right? I mean, but we've seen pictures of paintings, right? So that makes it a little easier. But to physically see somebody walking on water, right? Hey, that guy's walking on water. You know, they were freaked out when they saw Jesus, right? The Bible tells us very clearly, whoa, you know, is that a ghost? Whoop, you know, I mean, they were, you know. So we have to picture, right? We've got to picture what our faith is going after. That's why we want the word to make a visible picture in our spiritual eyes.
Amen.
And we can use the word to do so.
Amen.
We can use the word to do so. A fish having a coin in its mouth to pay my taxes.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to visualize. I've caught a lot of fish. I ain't never really seen any money in there. But, so it is right. It's hard to visualize. But see the word. It's in the word. And is the word true?
Yes.
Oh, that was good. A little bit louder next time, but yes. The word is truth. So that means that that fish did have a coin in its mouth enough to pay to people's taxes. Okay. Well, thank you, Father, that my taxes are paid in full in Jesus' name, because just as you paid Jesus' taxes with a fish, I know you'll pay mine. And so I thank you for it in Jesus' name. That took me, what, 10 seconds? Done. I visualized it. I used the word to visualize it. I used the word and I spoke it. And I used the word to believe it.
Amen.
Therefore, I receive it. Because my God is able.
Amen.
Ha! I mean, right? This ain't rocket science. But see, here's the thing. The devil tries to pull us off of our faith all the time. He'll busy you. He'll busy you. He'll circumstance you. He'll circumstance you to keep you from releasing your faith or believing in what you've spoken. I'm healed in Jesus' name. My eyes are perfect in Jesus' name. I see clearly. I can see for miles and miles, right? I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. All right. I mean, amen. We'd use the word to picture what our faith is going after. It's so much easier to believe it when you can see it. Isn't it? I mean, right? It's easier to believe it when you can see it. So I spiritually see it. Why? Because the word says it, therefore I believe it.
Amen.
So now I've got to release my seed.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes. Amen?
I didn't finish. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Now, we see it in verse 6. But without faith, it is what?
Impossible.
It's impossible to please God. For he who comes to God must believe that he is. And that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Have faith in God. If we come to God, we must believe that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
They do what? Diligently.
Yes.
Diligently seek. Not every Sunday. Not once a week. What's diligence? All the time, right? When you're seeking something, right? You lose your wallet. You ever lost your wallet? Lord have mercy. You want to talk about diligently seeking something? Especially if that dude had $1,000 in there cash. You're diligent about finding that dude. You want that wallet. Do you just say, well, I'll see if I can find it next week? No. No, man, you're calling where you was last. You're calling your friends. Hey, was I with you? Hey, what are you doing? Hey, you got my wallet? Hey, you're looking everywhere. Why? You're seeking diligently. Why? I got to find my wallet. What does that say about our faith? Are we going after what we visualized and believed? Are we going after it like that? That's how important it is. See, this is diligence. This is when you're in confident expectation, you're diligent.
That's right.
Because you believe it.
Right.
You believe it. So therefore, if you believe it, then you're diligent to speak it.
That's right.
If you don't believe it, you won't be diligent to speak it.
That's
period.
Right.
When you believe God hears your prayers, guess what you do? You pray.
Yeah.
If you believe God hears your prayer. If you don't believe God hears you at all, you maybe pray once a week, and that's only because you're in church and you want other people to see you pray. It could be. I'm just being honest. But when you believe God hears you,
come on.
You're talking all the time.
That's right.
You're hanging out. I mean, you're just, how you doing, God? Hey, Dad. Right? I mean, that's just what you. Why? That's what. I don't just sit in a room with my wife and do nothing. Don't talk. Why? She's sitting right there. That'd be rude.
Yeah.
And she might get up and smack me. So guess what? I talk. We talk.
That's right.
That's our time together to talk, communicate. Yeah. I believe it. Why? Because she's sitting there. See, when you believe in God, you have faith in God, you'll speak his word.
That's right.
You'll do what his word says. I mean, he said, without faith, it's impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is and a rewarder than those... A rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
That's right.
So then we must diligently seek him.
Amen.
Some people can't even visualize God. Even after seeing pictures painted of him, and they can't even spiritually visualize the Almighty God sitting on his throne. They're blocked off by the Holy Ghost. They're not with the Holy Ghost at all then. The Holy Ghost helps me visualize everything.
Amen.
It's Jesus said, it's my advantage that, your advantage that I go. If I don't go, I cannot send you the helper, the Holy Spirit, who will guide you into all truth. Guide you into all truth. There's our truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
So I guess we need to come to a point where we get diligent.
Yes.
Yeah. And I know if I'm not diligent or not in a certain area.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it. I can be honest with myself. You know, I don't have to be honest with you. I can be honest with myself. All judgment starts here and stops here.
Yep, that's right.
I allow God to do the other stuff, you know. But I need to look here for a minute and say, hey, wait a minute. Am I not diligent in this area? Is that why this is not taking place? What's going on? What is blocked with? Did I not activate my faith properly?
Amen.
Amen. We got to go after it diligently.
Amen.
Wholeheartedly. We go after it wholeheartedly. All of our heart is in it. Faith is the realization of our expectation.
That's right.
I'm going to say that again. Faith is the realization of our expectation.
That's right.
What we expect, our faith will bring into reality.
Thank God.
Okay. So are you expecting?
Yes.
See, if I'm diligent, if I expect to receive, to find my wallet, then I'm diligent to look for it. If I think it fell in the ocean while I was fishing in Key West, I'm not going to be looking for it anymore. It might roll up on a wave one day on the sea, but I'm not going to be out there all day, every day, every minute of the day, looking down the beach. Did my wallet come yet? No, it's gone. And that's the way I look at it. But if I believe that I'm going to find it, then I expect to. And that's my reality. And my faith is what brings that reality into play. Faith is the realization of our expectation. All right.
Hallelujah.
We're going to stop. We're going to stop. We can't say or even think hope. And I'm not talking Bible hope. I'm talking wish hope. Wishful. Must be confident. Must be a confident expectation. If we go into prayer with this type of attitude of hope about God's word, we're unstable. We're unstable if we go in with a wishful thinking. Oh, God, I hope you hear me. This is the confidence that we have in him. If we ask anything according to his word, he hears us. And if we know he hears us, then we have the expectations we have are of him. Amen.
Amen.
So we know it. We can't hope, can't wish. Oh, God, I wish you could help me here. No, we know he'll help us here. It's because of what I speak and what I believe. Amen. Stand to your feet. Praise the Lord.
That was awesome.
Hallelujah.
That was great.
Come on.
That was a really good time.
Let's get it this week. Let's get diligent. Let's plant that seed properly. Let's go after it.
That's right.
Come on. Call it in. Call that harvest in. Diligently go after it. Amen.
Great.
Lift your hands. Father, we bless you. We praise you. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy that, Father, endures forever.
Great.
Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you that, Father, today, your word grows strong in us in Jesus' name. That faith has come through the preaching of the word in Jesus' name. And that we hear it, Father. As we go this week, Father, I pray that the angels of God be encamped round about this body in Jesus' name, guarding and protecting us. I thank you that the window of heaven is open and blessings be poured out upon this body. There be not room enough to receive. And I thank you for it, Father. And we give you praise and all of God's people said. Amen. Love you. God bless you. Have a blessed week.